headquarters in New York, and, well, I'm very grateful. And I've got so many things going that I think a 6-month interruption right now would cause some real problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want to be in a position.
Cause you to make a change if it were to your disadvantage or if it gave your associates any problems. I hadn't talked to any of them but you, and I knew that you were the one that was best able to explore it. I just had this feeling that first, I thought that you were superbly equipped for it and that you wouldn't have to spend 1 minute understanding the problems here and the matters here. Second, I felt like that you could have people follow you here, that it would be difficult to find someone else that could get them to do that. And third, basically, I'm going to put everything I've got in trying to bring this thing to a head in the next few weeks and months. And I thought your personal participation and thoughts and background and experience might help us bring an end to this damn war. And I don't believe anybody else is equipped to do that. Now, I don't want you to think for a moment that that you ought to do it, but that's what caused me to suggest it. I'll have to look elsewhere. But you were the one person at Clifford, and for instance, we're trying right now to find a site that, and we think that there are two or three, even some communist sites, that we could get all of our allies signed on to, if we could approach it in the proper way.
Sure.
And some are talking about Utah doing it, and some are talking about the Pope doing it, and some are talking about the French doing it. In that, there's just nobody's judgment would be as good or better. Now, we'll use that judgment privately, and I'll call on you from time to time if I may. But if it gives you any problems with these people, it would do it. On the other hand, while I'll have Cy Vance to kind of go along with April to the meeting on the site. When we get into negotiations and other things, there'll be just lots of things we'll have to do there. And here, that it'd take an old war horse that has everything at his command, and I just thought that I'd feel a lot more comfortable about our future in the world if you were back in harness. Now, that's that justifies it, and saying that, we'll forget it, and I'll call on you for any time I can, and I'll try to make it as little as I can, but I do, at times, invaluable, and I rather doubt that you have ever realized the respect and the affection I have for you, and the real deep gratitude I have for the way you handled your country's interest and handled me.
Well, Mr. President, I couldn't be more grateful. I think that as you know, there's nothing I wouldn't do to help you.
You've shown that.
And any time you call on me, I would be only pleased and flattered and grateful. But it's just a matter of a 6-month commitment right now on a situation where, as yourself said, this isn't necessarily the center of the world on the problems that we're going to face. I would. It would be awkward for me to do it. I'm terribly, terribly pleased and grateful by your expression of time.
Well, we'll be back in touch with you, and as we have to from time to time. And please don't discuss it with anyone, because I'll have to give some thoughts. I want to get someone that can make some contribution more than's being made there, more than the State Department's been able to get made with some of these other nations on the Vietnam thing. I just know that I've got to have someone with some international experience and background. I noticed that list here, some of them suggested John McCloy. I don't know that to get him. He told me one time he just had to get back practice law, and he hadn't made anything, saved anything. He didn't know whether he'd be able to do it. Some of them suggested, Dean suggested George McGee on the list. There's a Livingston Merchant. There's a number of them. What I really want is I want a counselor, a wide advisor that can, if at first you don't succeed, try again. How can we actually get these things started? The Westmoreland and Bunker have the general feeling that they have whipped them so out there that they've got to go to the table. We have the general that they don't want to go very much. If they did, they wouldn't be picking Warsaw and Cambodia, because they know that none of the Allies can go to any of those places. They know we can't take Jewish newspaper men in there. They've just turned down 6 visas, Professor Ginsburg of Columbia and Murray Marta of the Washington Post, New York Times, and others. And we have said that we go practically anywhere. We told them we go anywhere privately, anywhere, anytime. But on these public meetings, we just got to have a consultant where they can know at least something's going on. Now the question is what other places? And if Utah just shot the other day without discussing it with us, he suggested 4 sites over there. But we think we could use that machinery and ought to be using it, at least I do, by having a trip abroad and visiting with folks and picking up their ideas and coming back and putting them out to our people. You know our structure in the department, and the reason you were so attractive is that there are a few men that I think Dean and Clark and the president would listen to in unanimity, as they would to you. Now we need someone else to do it. Could McCloy, Livingston Merchant, give me your thoughts there a minute. Got to go back in here with the King of Norway. I'm talking to him now, but I want, before I get you off the line, I want you to just think of it a little bit.
Well, Jack,
I'm not much worried about the non-proliferation. Goldberg will stay on there till June. We don't have a damn thing, really, that has to come then except the General Assembly in September.
Right.
But without saying so, and without taking any of Averill's glory, as you know, and without getting the State Department feeling that I've got my Colonel House, I want to get somebody who's associated with all these countries and has some access to them and visit with them to try to come up with some kind of a solution.
Sure.
And I'm trying to do it under this cloak a little. And let me dash in here and get these lists here. Just a second. Now, these were Dean's suggestions, and I know you'll never repeat them even to Dean. The following are names of people in the order of qualification. They include names which have been considered. This list does not, at this point, take into question of anyone's availability. George Ball, John McCloy, Livingston Merchant, Eugene Black, Mac George Bundy, Nick Katzenbach, small children in school, he said. Livingston Merchant, he is full-time now at the World Bank. Gail McGee. Now, McGee would take it and would be interested if I urged him to take it, but and certainly would if I ran again. But he told me that some time ago. But I don't think I can take a man out of the Senate that's got, he's not even up this year.
Yeah.
Got at least 2 or 4 years that's a Democrat that's as able as he is to put up there for just 6 months.
Well, I think you're going to need him on the Hill.
Yes, we do. Cyrus Vance, I've already got him with the other thing, and his health is such that he didn't want to take on something else. Then he says more remote, Joseph Sisco, he's in the department. I want to get somebody away from the department if I can. Charles Bowen and George McGee. That's his list.
Well, first on my question.
If you have any additions to it, I'd sure like to give some thought to them. I'd like your comments on any of them, if you have any comments.
No.
If not, now, Merchant, I don't know him. He's been in a time or two of these meetings. He has written us a time or two very, very nice letters. I think he does understand state machinery pretty well without being a part of it.
He's a professional and a very good one. He had a lot of experience. He served in a number of different posts, and both in the department and as ambassador to Canada in various places. He's a very able man.
How is he on television? You reckon he'd be good?
He's attractive looking, and I think he talks well, and I think he'd make a very good impression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be entirely candid with you. He's not a man of great imagination, or if he likes to come up with anything
out of the routine.
Out of the routine, but he's very solid, and he would be attractive, and I think he has real gifts of diplomacy. He's a conciliator, and he's a man who. You could do an awful lot worse than Libby Merchant. And he does know the department machinery, and he wouldn't have to start learning it from scratch. Jack McCloy is an impressive fellow. I know him very well, and worked with him for ever since the war when we worked together. I have the highest regard for him. Another thing, which is an important thing, the Arab world is concerned, which is really very upset right now. I think they get considerable reassurance either from him or from Gene Black. Now, whether there would be accusations from the Israeli side that McCloy is too friendly to the Arabs, I don't know. McCloy has been the consul for the group of the major oil companies in looking after their problems with the Arab world. But he has a good reputation as a kind of liberal Republican, and I think that his standing with the Jewish community in New York is a good one, so I wouldn't think there'd be much of a reaction to it. He's a very competent man and a knowledgeable man. Gene Black is a man, too, of, as you very well know, of real ability and an excellent negotiator. And
he has problems with health, though.
He has, and I talked to him a few days ago. He feels he's taken on too many other things.
Yes, he does, and his wife has problems. He's told me all about them.
Right. Now, if Mac would do it, he'd be fine. I think he'd do a splendid job.
I don't really think we ought to ask him because he had just started this foundation. And while he gives us time, it's kind of almost like your situation.
Well, he's taking a big load there, and he has a problem of reorganizing. I would think that McCloy or Merchant would be about the two best bets. Now, I think that with McCloy, that while what he said is right, that he does have to continue to earn a living, I think he could arrange this for a 6 month period or 7 month period without great difficulty. And Jack is a thoroughly loyal and thoroughly